MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.
Chatting now with Renika Tyson, Investment Product Manager at Glacier by Sanlam. Renika, appreciate the early morning. Endowments, which used to have a bad rap back in the sort of 80s and 90s, kind of reinventing themselves and certainly got a place within financial planning. Two key components, tax efficient, and then I think perhaps an important point is that unlimited exposure. Tax initially, if my understanding is correct, there is tax within an endowment product, but certainly if you're in one of those higher tax brackets, the 40, the 45%, you can get some significant tax benefit via an endowment.
Absolutely. Good morning, Simon. So I think to put it in perspective, I mean, those high tax brackets, like you say, go up to 45%. So within the endowment, the tax rate that applies there for individuals is 30% on income, and then effective for capital gains, that's 12%. So there is, for those higher rate taxpayers, a big saving. I think the additional benefit also, and I think it's very relevant with us sort of coming out of a tax filing season now, is that the provider of the endowment will recover that tax and pay it directly to SARS. So there's one less thing for us to worry about in terms of our tax return, as also in terms of some budgeting the cash flows to be able to pay that tax.
Yeah, I take your point in that. It's kind of someone else does the paperwork. It's simpler.
Absolutely.
For me. It can also, I mean, in a Regulation 28 world, where many of us are going to have those Reg 28 products, an endowment doesn't have restrictions, certainly in terms of local versus offshore, all those asset classes gives an investor a lot more flexibility.
Definitely, Simon. So I think it's worth making the distinction between offshore endowments and also local endowments. So, I mean, if you look at offshore endowments, those are typically domiciled offshore, and that's where investors have to externalize their assets so that you have to use their own foreign allowance to get their rands offshore, and then they're able to invest that in that whole sort of broad universe of offshore funds and ETFs and shares and all in foreign currency. So there the restriction is about how much money you can get out of SA essentially to invest. I think if we look at local investments, though, and these are typically the rand-based ones, there are some restrictions on offshore, but I think the distinction between endowments and, like you say, the retirement annuities, for example, is key. That so with a retirement annuity, each investor has to comply with the offshore limit. Where with the endowment, I mean, that's only monitored on an aggregate level. So as long as the total endowment that the provider offers is within the offshore limit being 40%, then that's okay.
Gotcha.
So I think that's where it's important to understand what capacity is available with the provider and what rules are they putting in place to manage this. So I think just as an example, I mean, at Glacier, we've been fortunate that we've been able to manage this, and we haven't had to place restrictions on any individual investors in terms of how much they put offshore. So I think it's a key consideration. I mean, if you want that flexibility and optionality in terms of properly diversifying offshore, to just know what the capacity is and how the rules are.
Gotcha. I remember earlier in the year, one of the endowment providers was actually having to place restrictions on the offshore. A last quick question. There's also benefits around estate planning in that in the event of a passing, it pays directly. So there's no executor's fee, and that can certainly save a good number of percentage points. And it can pay out a lot quicker. It doesn't need the estate to be wrapped up. So two small but significant benefits.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I think executors' fees, I mean, are up to 4%. So, I mean, that can be a significant and worthwhile saving. And then I think also without having to wait for an estate to be wound up first, I mean, to be able to, for loved ones and dependents, sort of more quickly address their needs, I think interest is a key concern for many investors when looking at their estate planning.
We'll leave it there. Renika Tyson, Investment Product Manager, Glacier by Sanlam. Appreciate the early morning. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.